From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. China's Xinhua News Agency is reporting a security breach on a plane in Xinjiang province, an area hit by heavy ethnic clashes last month. Earlier reports indicated a hijacking today, but both Reuters News Agency and Associated Press are now reporting that the plane has been threatened with a bomb attack. President Obama will spend the next 2 days in Mexico for a summit with his counterparts from the host country and Canada. Immigration, border security, trade, and drug crimes are expected to dominate their agenda. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today said Israel's withdrawal from the Gaza Strip was a mistake that did not bring Israel peace or security and will not be repeated. Linda Gradstein reports.
Netanyahu was speaking at today's cabinet meeting ahead of a discussion marking 4 years since the Gaza withdrawal and the evacuation of some 9,000 Jewish settlers. The move by then Prime Minister Ariel Sharon was welcomed by the international community but was controversial in Israel. Many of the settlers from Gaza have still not built permanent homes. Netanyahu quit as finance minister a week before the Gaza withdrawal to protest the decision. Less than 2 years later, Hamas seized control of Gaza and began firing thousands of rockets in southern Israel. Today, Netanyahu said that future agreements that involve an Israeli withdrawal from territory will require, quote, genuine recognition of Israel and security arrangements that can be enforced. For NPR News, I'm Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.
Pakistan's interior minister is challenging Taliban commanders in Pakistan to prove their leader, Baitullah Masood, is not dead. American and Pakistani officials believe Masood died several days ago in a U.S. missile strike. He was Pakistan's most wanted militant after masterminding a wave of bombings and assassinations there. NPR's Philip Reeves reports.
Pakistan's government believes Masood was killed Wednesday in South Waziristan by a missile strike from a CIA drone, though its officials are seeking conclusive physical evidence of this. Masood's death was confirmed by one of his aides and also by numerous sources in the tribal belt. However, this weekend there are reports that several Taliban commanders are now saying Masood's still alive, although no evidence of this has surfaced. Pakistan's Interior Minister, Rehman Malik, has now challenged the Taliban to prove Masood's alive, for instance by producing a video of him. Speaking to the BBC, Malik's also claimed to have information that another top Taliban commander, Hakimullah Masood, has been shot dead during a row over who will succeed Bayatullah Masood as the leader of Pakistan's Taliban. But there's no independent confirmation of this. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Islamabad.
Investigators are back on the Hudson River today searching for bodies and wreckage from yesterday's mid-air collision outside Hoboken, New Jersey. The crash between a small plane and a tour helicopter are presumed to have killed at least 9 people. This is NPR. Spanish media reporting a bomb blast at a bar in Mallorca, the second such attack on the resort island in 2 weeks. Unlike the previous bombings, police say no one was hurt today. The Basque separatist group ETA reportedly made warning phone calls about the bomb and the area was evacuated. The calls came hours after ETA claimed responsibility for bombings last month that killed 2 police officers. Some congressional Democrats seem to be getting anything but rest during their August recess. They've been holding town hall-style meetings in their home states this weekend, trying to get the word out about President Obama's plans to overhaul health care. Senator Tom Harkin of Iowa was one of them. Yesterday, he was among a handful of congressional members to get shouted down by angry opponents of the White House plan. The NFL's preseason kicks off tonight with the annual Hall of Fame game in Canton, Ohio. NPR's Carol Van Dam reports.
The Buffalo Bills and the Tennessee Titans will square off tonight at the home of professional football, officially marking the start to another season of the National Football League. The game is always more symbolic than substantive, as first-teamers usually see only one series of plays before being substituted, with players hoping to make the final roster. The game also marks an end to the weekend that saw 6 new inductees enshrined into Pro Football's Hall of Fame. Buffalo Bills owner Ralph Wilson joined players Rod Woodson, Randall McDaniel, and Bruce Smith into the hall.
Now I've come full circle. By the grace of God, I stand before you today, humble and honored, because this induction into the Hall of Fame marks my passage into pro football's immortality.
Also inducted posthumously were Derek Thomas and Bob Hayes.
That's NPR's Carol Van Dam. This is NPR.